From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starting from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, we will play Indonesian songs. Well, listener, I will begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. The Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, ESDM, is currently planning to build a solar park across the eastern region of Indonesia to boost the development of new and renewable energy in the country. The concept to build a solar park aligned with the vision to conduct huge-scale solar power plant development over a broad area of land. Dandan Kusdiana, the Director General of Renewable Energy and Energy Conservation at the Ministry, remarked as quoted from a statement published on its official website. Kusdiana stated that the Ministry have planned to build a solar park akin to the ones in the Abu Dhabi of the United Arab Emirates, Portugal, and Saudi Arabia. It is all about the use of solar panel overlays. The location will be in arid areas across eastern Indonesia that receive ample sunlight and low rainfall. The SDM Ministry has announced its target of solar power plant capacity improvement to 17,687 megawatts by 2035. During a working visit, the Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, reviewed the readiness of amenities in the form of homestay located in Grupuk Tourism Village, Central Lombok Regency, West Nusa Tenggara. This is done to prepare all aspects of tourism and the creative economy ahead of the Mandalika MotoGP event, which is planned to be held in October this year. Indonesian Tourism Ministry and Creative Economy Minister Sandiaga Uno said that homestay is one of the equitable infrastructure development because this program provides self-subsistent housing facilities, the construction of which involves community development.
Hari ini adalah satu luar biasa pembangunan infrastruktur yang berkeadilan karena kita melakukan program pemerintah untuk menyediakan fasilitas rumah swadaya.
Today is extraordinary because this infrastructure development is carrying out a government program to provide self-subsistence housing facilities. So this is a collaboration between the government and the community. So the community together with the government present at tourism facility, which in my opinion has a good standard, and we promise before the MotoGP we will stay one night at this homestay. This has really empowered the community, open job opportunities because every house besides the owner, there are 4 to 5 people who also get jobs. Minister Sandiaga added that this homestay is targeting new middle-class millennials who want to enjoy the beauty of Mandalika but do not have sufficient budget for 5-star lodging, with the price for one room of 250,000 rupiah per night, including breakfast, Wi-Fi, and electricity. Sandiaga feels that this price is quite affordable. The homestay program is a self-subsistence housing stimulant assistance or BSPS program from the Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing, or commonly known as the House Renovation Program. In 2020, this program is increased to support the tourism sector and creative economy in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara, which is one of the 5 super priority destinations set by President Joko Widodo. The search and rescue team is still attempting to look for the cockpit voice recorder, or CVR, part of the black box of the Sriwijaya Air SJ-182 plane, that crashed into the Thousand Island waters. The search is done manually, utilizing only the visual abilities of the divers. This was said by then East Navy Chief of Information Department Julius Wiono on Saturday as quoted by Tempo. The manual search is done since the CBR flash memory was detached from the beacon that is utilized as the signal for navigation. The Navy has previously evacuated the battery and the casing of the SJ-182 CBR, which were found separated from the black box memory. The divers will search in 3 points around the area where they found the black box battery and casing. Julius hopes the team can find the CBR on the 8th day as the search in previous days has hampered by the bad weather. Indonesian Ambassador to Russia and Belarus Jose Tavares attached importance to the bilateral cooperation between Indonesia and Russia to address the current global strategic environmental changes. Tavares, in a statement of the Indonesian Embassy in Moscow, a copy of which was available to Antara in Jakarta on Saturday, highlighted the long-standing relation between both nations and their common vision to address global issues, including strengthening the UN system. Tavares added there is vast potential to enhance cooperation, especially in the fields of trade, investment and tourism, as well as Russia serving as a place to study science and advanced technology. Let's move on to the international news. Iran is in the process of building up its nuclear weapons capacity, and it is urgent that Tehran and Washington return to a 2015 nuclear agreement. French Foreign Minister was quoted as saying in an interview published on Saturday, Iran has been accelerating its breaches of the nuclear deal and earlier this month started pressing ahead with plans to enrich uranium to 20% fissile strength at its underground Fordo nuclear plant. That is the level Tehran achieved before striking the deal with world powers to contain its disputed nuclear ambition. The Islamic Republic's breaches of the nuclear agreement since President Donald Trump withdrew the United States from it in 2018 and subsequently imposed sanctions on Tehran may complicate efforts by President-elect Joe Biden, who takes office on January 20th, to rejoin the pact. Britain announced plans to hold the first in-person meeting of the G7 for nearly 2 years in June, inviting the leaders of major developed economies to a picturesque seaside village to discuss rebuilding from the pandemic and climate change. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he wants to use Britain's presidency of the G7 to forge a consensus that the global economy must recover from the COVID-19 crisis in a pro-free trade and sustainable way. The summit will take place in the tiny resort of Carbis Bay in Cornwall, southeast England, an area now most famous for its beaches and surfing, but also home to fishing fleets and once an important mining area. Britain's government said on Saturday it would give financial aid to airports before the end of March after the industry called for urgent support at tighter COVID-19 rules for international travelers start on Monday. Aviation Minister Robert Kurtz said the government would launch a new support program this month. From 0400 GMT on Monday, all travelers to Britain must have a recent negative COVID-19 test and be prepared to quarantine at home for 10 days on arrival. Britain's current lockdown ban most international travel, meaning that airline schedules are currently minimal. But the withdrawal of any quarantine-free travel will be a further blow for the industry. Listener, that was the news. the first COVID-19 vaccination received by President Joko Widodo on January 13, 2021, kicked off the start of a free mass vaccination program throughout Indonesia. This initial vaccination was carried out after the COVID-19 vaccine made by Sinovac from China obtained an emergency use permit from the Indonesian Food and Drug Supervisory Agency and confirmation of halal fatwa issued by the Indonesian Ulama Council. The president emphasized that the COVID-19 vaccination is an important thing to do. The vaccination is expected to be able to break the chain of transmission of the corona outbreak in Indonesia. It is almost meant as an initial step in dealing with the impact caused by the pandemic. After vaccination, the head of state reminded that health protocols in the form of wearing masks, washing hands, maintaining distance, and avoiding crowds must still be implemented.
Dan kita harapkan setelah vaksin ini, semuanya juga nanti.
We hope that after this, everyone will also want to be vaccinated so that we can return to a normal atmosphere. And also don't forget that even though we have been vaccinated, we still have to be disciplined towards health protocols. In this inaugural vaccination, a number of representatives from the community participated with the president. It was recorded that representatives from the health sector, religious leaders, businessmen, teachers, health workers, laborers, and small traders took part in the free COVID-19 vaccination provided by the government. The day after President Jokowi received the COVID-19 vaccine, vaccination began simultaneously in various regions throughout Indonesia. Governors from provinces in Indonesia also received vaccination following the president. This is to show people that the vaccine is safe. Apart from Sinovac, Indonesia will receive vaccine from, among others, Novavax, AstraZeneca, Pfizer, and COVAX Gavi. That was Spotlight. Today in history, we'll start from January 17, 1929, when the cartoon character Popeye appears for the first time. Popeye the Sailor is a fictional cartoon character created by L.Z. Chrysler Segar, who has appeared in comic strips and animated theater and television cartoons. The popularity of the Popeye character then made L.Z. record all of his comics in the one book entitled Thimble Theater King Features. Now Popeye character has appeared in comic strips, theater and television shows in the form of animated cartoons. Moving on to January 17, 1948, when the Ranville Agreement is signed. The Ranville Agreement is an agreement between Indonesia and the Netherlands that was signed on January 17, 1948. The signing was made on the deck of the U.S. warship USS Ranville, which was anchored at Tanjung Priok Port, North Jakarta. These negotiations began on December 8, 1947, and were brokered by the Three Nations Commission consisting of the United States, Australia, and Belgium. The content of this Ranville Agreement is that the Netherlands only recognizes Central Java, Yogyakarta, and Sumatra as part of the territory of the Republic of Indonesia. All in January 17, 1995, the Hanshin Earthquake Accord. An earthquake occurred in Japan on the morning of January 17, 1995, with the epicenter to the north of Awaji Island. The earthquake was caused by three plates, the Philippines plate, the Pacific plates, and the Eurasian plate, that collided with each other. The earthquake, which lasted for 20 seconds, caused major damage to the city of Kobe, which is located about 20 kilometers from the epicenter. The earthquake killed more than 6,000 people, mostly residents of the city of Kobe. The Great Hanshin Awaji Earthquake was then the worst earthquake in Japan since the Great Kanto Earthquake in 1923, which killed 140,000 people. That was Today in History.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu. Maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawwi intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen chue pei tai kou zhao. 以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we'd love to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Siddhartha Bhattacharji in India. He was listening to English program with good signal. Hello Mr. Siddhartha Bhattacharji, thank you for your email. I hope you enjoy our program. Keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, and don't forget to send your reception report. Special for you, I will play a beautiful song. Here is the song.
Oh, oh. Kau yang bangunkanku dari mimpi burukku. Kau hangatkan hatiku yang dulu sempat membeku. Kau yang lelapkanku dari masa laluku. Kau katakan padaku hanya aku di hatimu. Tadinya ku berpikir engkaulah untukku, tapi ku melihat kau mempermainkan diriku. Kau pergi dengan yang lain, hati ini kau buat mati. Lelahku merasakan sakitnya dikhianati. Tak ada yang lebih perih dari ini. Oh, oh, oh. Kau yang lelapkan aku dari masalah. Katakan padaku hanya aku di hatimu, tapi ku melihat kau mempermainkan diriku. Kau pergi dengan yang lain, hati ini kau buat mati. Lelahku merasa dikhianati. Tak ada yang lebih perih dari ini. Oh, 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 oh. Thank you.
ku melihat kau mempermainkan diriku. Kau pergi dengan yang lain, hati ini kau buat mati. Lelah ku merasakan sakitnya dikhianati.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports Zainuddin Amali stated that Indonesia will soon have a national sports grand design. Currently, the Ministry of Youth and Sports is completing the preparation of the national sports grand design. After conducting the last public test with sports experts, academics, and stakeholders in Surabaya from January 9th until 11th. The Minister of Youth and Sports in a press release on Monday, January 11th, hopes that the results or products from the grand design will later be able to fix the Indonesian sports ecosystem, which so far has not been designed perfectly, especially in the development of athletes. Minister Zainuddin Amali said that sprinter Lalu Muhammad Zohri, who became Indonesia's mainstay athlete in athletic championships, was an athlete born from the Student Education and Training Center. However, the current program and level training for athletes have not been well designed. Indonesia often finds it difficult to produce the next talented athletes every year and only relies on a few athletes when competing in international championships. Therefore, he hopes that the public task forum that has been held repeatedly by the Ministry of Youth and Sports can provide input in the formulation of national sports grand design policy. That way, Indonesia will no longer have trouble finding talented athletes in the regions. He added that the results or products of this grand design will be known to everyone. Meanwhile, the rector of the State University of Surabaya, Nur Hasan, who was also present at the event, invited all Indonesian sports experts to work together to dissect the national sports grand design, which is being drafted to improve Indonesia's sports achievements. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from our listener, Kalab Abbas in Pakistan. Hello, Mr. Kalab Abbas. Thank you for following the news in our country. I do appreciate it. As appreciation, I will play another beautiful song. Here is the song.
Peace.
service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
The potential for natural tourism in Indonesia is endless. One of them is Paisu Pok Lake, which is located in Loop Panenteng Village, North Bulagi Sub-District, Banggai Island Regency, Central Sulawesi. Lake Paisu Pok is no less enchanting than other lakes in Sulawesi. Many people from outside the province visit this lake, especially on weekends or public holidays to enjoy its amazing beauty. Paisu Pok actually means black water in the local language. The local community call the lake by the name because the color of the water around the lake is almost bluish black when viewed from afar. The color is a reflection of the grass and other plants that grow at the bottom of the lake, so the blue water looks darker. Uniquely, this Paisu Pok Lake has two flavors. In the past, this lake was filled with salty water because it is near the sea, but over time, due to natural process, the Paisu Pok Lake also has fresh water. The beautiful Paisu Pok Lake is surrounded by forests and is far from the urban crowd. In the lake, which is one of the clearest lakes in Indonesia, you can go boating around and also dive to enjoy the underwater scenery. Since the water is very clear and clean, you can even see various plants from above the water surface with the naked eye. To get to this Paisu Pok Lake, you only need about 2.5 hours from Salakan to Loop Panenteng Village, where this tourism object is located. It is recommended to come early in the morning if you want to enjoy a quiet, calm, and comfortable atmosphere. Paisu Pok Lake tourist spots is open every day.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Disaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Now we'll reply another email from our listener, Lei Zhenyan in China. Hello Lei Zhenyan, thank you for your email. I'll forward your email to Mandarin section. Thank you. Listener, wherever you are, I will play another beautiful song. Here is the song.
Katakan ku tak cinta isi hatiku hanyalah sayang. Perasaanku tak lebih dan tak kurang menganggapmu sahabat terindah. Paksa dia. rasa itu tak pernah ada.
Listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
The government of Banyuwangi Regency East Java will make Watu Kebo, which is believed to be a legacy of the 14th to 15th century Majapahit Kingdom, an open site museum. This is based on the result of the research by the Yogyakarta Special Region Archaeology Center and Perhutani North Banyuwangi as the landowner. In the 14th to 15th century AD, the Watu Kebo site was used as a metal workshop. This ancient workshop site from the time of the Majapahit Kingdom is the first and only one on the island of Java. Head of the Banyuwangi Regency Culture and Tourism Office, Muhammad Yanuarto Bramuda, said, "The open site museum means that people come directly to the location if they want to visit or study relics on the Watu Kebo site. He is grateful for the concern of the surrounding community who have preserved the Watu Kebo site. Perhutani North Banyuwangi also found several other relics and kept them as samples. Muhammad Yanuarto Bramuda appreciated the efforts of Perhutani North Banyuwangi as the owner of the area that had protected the Watu Kebo site. Currently, the Watu Kebo site has been registered with the Banyuwangi Tourism and Culture Office as a suspected cultural heritage object." Meanwhile, member of the archaeological expert team from the Culture and Tourism Office Banyuwangi Regency, Bayu Ariwibowo, said, "After a report on the site, the East Java Cultural Heritage Conservation Center appointed Banyuwangi Culture and Tourism Office archaeologists assisted by the Yogyakarta Archaeological Center to research this cultural heritage. During the survey on the surface of the site, many ancient objects were found." There is a number of evidence that indicate the site was a metal workshop. For example, with the discovery of iron slag and a fireplace, traces of molten iron, and fragments of kowi, which are used to melt metal. In addition, earthenware, gandik, Chinese ceramics, and a natural stone arrangement were found. There were also red brick structure and excavation that were thought to be the tomb of Mbah Janur Kuning. This ancient workshop site at Watu Kebo was discovered for the first time on the island of Java. Other similar sites in Indonesia are on the shore of Lake Matano, South Sulawesi, and Martapura, South Kalimantan, with different time periods.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Bukan salahmu bila diriku tak tahu bagaimana caranya mencintai. Bukannya aku tak cinta kamu, tak menyayangimu dengan sepenuh hatiku, oh cintaku. Biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Ini salahku, kekuranganku yang mencintaimu dengan cara yang berbeda. Dapatkah kamu merasakannya bahwa hatiku ini milik kamu seorang, milikmu sayang. Biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Duhai sayangku, tiada cinta seindah cinta, cinta yang tulus, yang mengajarkan bijaksana dalam memaknai hati. Dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi. Semoga kamu memaafkanku, menerima segala kekuranganku. Semoga Tuhan memberi waktu bagiku untuk membalas kasih sayangmu.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Today I will present a song by Tulus. Muhammad Tulus Rushidi, or better known as Tulus, started his career in 2011. His first album, entitled Tulus, has succeeded in making his name known in the Indonesian music scene. In early 2016, Tulus released a single entitled Pamit, which bridged his third album. This song was written by Tulus himself and produced by Ari Rinaldi and supported by 50 musicians. The recording process was carried out in Indonesia and at one of the largest studios in Prague, Czech Republic. The ballad-nuanced song titled Pamit also involves a string section from the city of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra. The song Pamit tells the story of a couple's separation. Listener, here is Tulus with the song Pamit.
Saling bersandar ke arah mata angin berbeda. Kau menunggu datangnya malam saat ku menanti fajar. Sudah coba berbagai cara agar kita tetap bersama. Tersisa dari kisah ini hanya kau takut ku hilang. Perdebatan apapun menuju kata pisah. Jangan paksakan genggamanmu. Izinkan aku pergi dulu. Yang berubah masih bisa melihatku. Kau harus percaya ku tetap teman baikmu. Oh, oh. Sudah coba berbagai cara agar kita tetap bersama. sadari kisah ini hanya kau takut ku hilang. Perdebatan apapun menuju kata pisah. Jangan paksakan genggamanmu. Yang berubah hanya tak lagi ku milikmu. Kau harus percaya ku tetap teman baikmu. Izinkan aku pergi dulu. Yang berubah hanya melihatku. Kau harus percaya ku tetap teman baikmu. Oh, oh.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Setidaknya punya 70 tahun, tak bisa melompat ke akhir benar. Bahagia melihat kawan dan betina berkumpul bersama sampai ajal. Besar dan berani berperang sendiri. Yang aku hindari hanya semua kecil. Otak ini cerdas ku rakit perangkat. Wajahmu tak akan aku lupa. Waktu kecil dulu mereka menertawakan. Mereka panggilku gajah.
Kumara.
Kini baru ku tahu puji di dalam olokan.
Mereka ingat kumara.
Jabat tanganku panggil aku gajah. Kau temanku, kau doakan aku. Punya otak cerdas, aku harus tangguh. Bila jatuh, gajah lain membantu. Tubuhmu di situasi inilah jadi tameng. Tak tahu apa-apa wajah. Bila terlalu cepat marah. Kecil kita. Tak tahu apa-apa yang terburuk kelak bisa jadi yang terbaik. Yang terburuk kelak bisa jadi yang terbaik. Jadi tamengku.
jelas aku harus tangguh. Bila jatuh gagal lain membantu tubuhmu di situasi rela jadi tameng.
Mau tahu apa yang ada di mimpimu? Sudahkah terisi cerita yang kamu tunggu? Jika kamu ingin aku di sana, aku mau. Menunggu semua yang masih belum pasti, menahan rindu yang makin gak terkendali. Belum tahu harus gimana caranya menghindarimu. Menjauh pergi tetap ada kamu lagi. Pejamkan yang terlihat kamu lagi. Belum tahu harus gimana caranya menghindarimu. Mau tahu apa yang ada di mimpimu? Sudahkah terisi cerita yang kamu tunggu?
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions and 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.